Welcome back. So happy to have you. If it's your first time here, I'm Lonnie Ray, and I have a thought for you today to consider the source. Yes, we all know what that means. Typically used, consider the source means consider who's telling you what they're telling you, that they may or may not be a reliable source. And that's so much of what How to Deal with a Dumbass is all about. Yeah, to objectively just consider the source. But in today's show, I'm putting a twist on it. Consider the source from whence you came. Yeah. You can't not be part of the thing that made you. You can think you are. But, you know, there's a spark of the divine that makes your heart beat and the flowers bloom. It's in you. And I think it's time to polish that diamond or knock some tarnish off the silver, the gem that you are. Consider the source from whence you came and really get your head around that one and recognize you have power to make change, positive, intentional, and have influence in your life versus feeling knocked about by life. That part sucks. I want to give you back the authority in your life, and I'm not giving it to you. I'm asking you to take these messages and practice them in your life. Like practice using, oh, okay. And remember to ask, how can I have more fun today than I ever thought possible? Using these things creates new habits for your head. Happiness is a head trip after all. Just change your mind. And so much of what I'm offering you are these gems to really embody in your life, in your vocabulary, living by your big yes. That's another one. Oh, yeah. You got to do that. It always goes awry if you override it. We've covered this already. So today's message is for a, you know, nudge, a little alarm, maybe. But I want to wake you up to yourself, to hack your own genius, become your own guru. Realize that the divine lives in you as you. Yes, it can't not be true. It's impossible. And to actualize that, knowing that you are really very powerful. And though you may not feel that way right now, go back to season one and look for some tips if you've got to dodge, ditch, or dump a dumbass. And if you're dating one, by all means, stop it. These distractions will keep you from remembering and focusing on what you came to do. And mostly that's to have a good time. Did you know that? That's your mission. I know, it's crazy. Isn't that good, though? That's crazy good news. You living out loud and having a good time is the point. And being able to do it in and amongst the collapse of a Rome. Yeah, the falling of Rome. It doesn't matter. The goal is to be happy for no apparent reason and in spite of present circumstances. So I know it's a lofty sounding thing, but if you ask for that to be the truth for you, the case for you, it will be. And that's really powerful. That's like independently, freely, happy, freed spirit, happy hippie in the fields dancing. You don't have to look that part. But inside, you're thrilled, you know? And that is anchoring the light on the planet and keeping and raising the vibration just by you going out and having a good time or even not, just driving. Your vibration goes out just like other people's. You have felt other people's energy when they're in a bad mood or glaring at the back of your head. You feel it. It goes out. So your job is to anchor it in and then just be a little light beacon. Consider the source from whence you came. It's love light, I guess. I don't know how else to put it. You're an individual ray of the sun. The sun emanates all these different rays and you're one and I'm one. We're all having an individualized adventure expression of the sun, all that is that we came from. So what kind of good time do you want to have? Hopefully a really good one. Decide that and watch it happen. And you're allowed to. I give you permission to walk away from what sucks and hurts your feet right now and take off those old shoes. And and really live by your big yes, because what else are you going to do anyway? But your mission, and your mission is to have a good time. So that's enough of that. I think you got my point. I want you to remember, you are part of the divine thing that created you by any name. However you look at it, it can't not be true. You're not separate from the thing that created you. And you know, act on the power of that. And, you know, take a look at what you've already manifested and go, hey, I did that. Whatever is next that calls for you is for you. And it ain't nothing but a thing. You know, you'll get there. Just let yourself now. You can let yourself now. Does that make sense? You can, yeah. Step off the curb, cross that 5-lane highway, pause in the center. The traffic will wave you through, or it will have an opening for you. But not if you stayed on the curb. So keep moving forward. I hope this has been helpful. Share the show. Please subscribe. If you have any thoughts you want to share, that'd be great. There's a voicemail option here on anchor.fm. The podcast is now on like 8 platforms. I'm so happy. I hope that you'll continue to share it and enjoy it. I hope you're getting something out of it. This is Lonnie Ray, and I'm out for now, but I'll be back.